This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. Governor Evers has signed into law a bill aimed at banning phone use in schools. Sholly Pittman has more.
Under the new law signed last Friday, public school boards have until next July to adopt a policy banning cell phones in class. It's a popular issue across the partisan divide. A Marquette Law School poll in June showed overwhelming support for curbing phones in schools. 89% of voters said they shouldn't be used during class. 72% of voters supported banning cell phones throughout the school day. That matches a national survey from the Pew Research Center also in June, which found that 74% of adults nationwide favored banning phones in middle and high school classrooms. Research from the Wisconsin Policy Forum shows that most schools already restrict cell phones in some way. Wisconsin has 421 public school districts. Of the 309 who responded to a state survey, about 70% of districts only allow cell phones in common areas, about 20% fully ban phones, just about 10% have no rules on phones. The law comes as new research shows banning phones in schools could help mental health. According to the AP, at least 35 other states have adopted measures restricting the use of phones in schools, and that's just in the last 2 years. For Civic Media News, I'm Sholly Pittman.
The Wausau School District already has restrictions on cell phone use for students. According to the district's parent-student handbook, students can have their cell phones with them, but can't use them during class. They have to be stored in their backpacks. They can use them before and after school, during their lunch break, in between classes, during after-school activities, or at school-related functions. But if they are caught using them during class, they must turn their phones in to the main office. As temperatures drop for the winter, the federal government shutdown is also impacting programs meant to help Wisconsin residents manage their energy bills. The Federal Energy Assistance Program provides millions of dollars for Wisconsin residents each year to stay up to date on their bills. That funding is critical at this time of year when the winter heating moratorium goes into effect. During the moratorium, utilities companies cannot shut off heating services for non-payment, but they are not required to restart services that were cut off prior to the moratorium. Some SNAP benefits will come to Wisconsinites, but it seems they'll get less than they're used to, much later than they're used to. Savannah Tomei Olson has the details.
In previous government shutdowns under different administrations, the government has used emergency funding to keep SNAP afloat. But this time, the USDA chose to discontinue benefits. 42 million Americans rely on SNAP to put food on the table. Here in Wisconsin, nearly 700,000 people rely on food share. Governor Tony Evers declared a state of emergency, and Wisconsin joined one of two lawsuits against the Trump administration. In both those cases, judges have ordered that the government must keep SNAP going. Now, the Trump administration says they will use more than $4.5 billion in emergency funding, and that's still only funding about half of what the program usually gets. And people are expecting payments on November 1st. In court filings, USDA officials say it'll take weeks to months to process that emergency money, leaving those almost 700,000 people here in Wisconsin still in limbo. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Wausau Mayor Doug Dinney last week released what he calls a, quote, veto-proof plan to save four firefighter positions and avoid a tax hike. The four firefighter-paramedic positions are out of a total of 12 positions funded by federal grants set to expire next year. Dinney's proposal would save those four positions through a hiring freeze and targeted cuts, which include leaving eight firefighter vacancies unfilled, cutting one police officer, ending a county parks management contract by the end of this year, and eliminating three administrative positions. City Council President Lisa Rasmussen told the Wausau Pilot and Review Dinney's proposal amounted to, quote, a collection of sentence fragments used to get people excited about numbers. The budget is expected to be adopted next week. The seasonal Good Shepherd Shelter is open as temperatures drop and homelessness continues to rise in the Wausau area. The Catholic Charities Shelter, located at 360 Grand Avenue, Suite 800, opened Saturday and remains available until next May. According to a community announcement, the shelter is also looking for donations. For information on what items to donate, visit the Good Shepherd Shelter Facebook page. A food pantry in Mosinee collected over 1,000 pounds of food and hygiene items over the weekend. During a two-hour drive on Saturday, Mosinee's Community Center of Hope collected items including canned goods like soup and beans, box dinners, and hygiene products like toilet paper. They received over 1,400 pounds of donations and $500 in monetary donations, according to an announcement. Visitors can collect and donate items during the food pantry's regular hours from 2:30 to 4:30 p.m. on Tuesdays and 9 to 11 a.m. on Thursdays. I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
A Bucks win at the buzzer. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, a Bucks victory thanks to a jump shot at the buzzer by Giannis Antetokounmpo. 117 to 115 over the Pacers. Doc Rivers says, though, Giannis is getting fouled every night and not getting the calls.
I just think the way he gets officiated is not right. It's brutal, and hell, we can call a foul every time. Well, if you do, they'll stop fouling him. So, anyway, we won.
The Bucks road trip continues tonight in Toronto against the Raptors. College hoops, number 24th ranked Wisconsin over Campbell University, 96-64. Marquette beat Albany, 80-53. NFL. A report says Packers defensive back Nate Hobbs will now miss time with a sprained knee, and tight end Tucker Kraft out for the season with a torn ACL.
I mean, he's a hell of a player, hell of a teammate, hell of a guy. I'm bummed for him. I'm bummed for us. But now other guys are going to get an opportunity.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with a high in the mid to upper 50s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop down to around 40 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, a little breezy with a high of 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at bullfallsradio.com.